AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel has agreed to send a team to Washington to discuss plans for a potential military offensive in Rafah. Sagar Magani has details.
The agreement came during the first phone call in more than a month between Netanyahu and President Biden, who was urging Israel not to attack the southern Gaza town where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the leaders have aired their views.
And now we really need to get down to brass tacks
and discuss the way forward. Sullivan says the president told Netanyahu they share the goal of beating Hamas,
but a major ground operation there would be a mistake.
The call between the leaders came after top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel, which on Fox and Friends yesterday, Netanyahu called wholly inappropriate.
We're not a banana republic. The people of Israel will choose when they'll have elections, who they'll elect.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli forces launched another raid on the Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest, saying Hamas militants had regrouped there and fired on them. Meantime, the World Food Program says those remaining in northern Gaza are facing imminent famine. Russian President Vladimir Putin secured another 6 years in power in an election landslide that came amid the harshest crackdown on the opposition and free speech since Soviet times. At a rally in Moscow, Putin declared his determination to advance deeper into Ukraine. The AP's Jim Hines says more.
There's also the question of whether he would call a new mobilization for troops in Ukraine. So far, Putin has said it's not necessary, but in the past, he has used election victories to implement unpopular measures.
A Michigan attorney who unsuccessfully sued to overturn former President Trump's 2020 election loss has been arrested for failing to appear at a hearing after being charged with illegally accessing voting machines. This is AP News. A new mural by Banksy.
Green paint sprayed on a wall in London's Finsbury Park neighborhood. In front of the wall is a severely cropped tree. In the corner of the wall is a life-size figure.
In his usual Banksy stencil mode, which he's colored in green and black, and she's holding a pressure spray.
Art critic Estelle Lovett says the green paint makes it look like the barren tree has leaves.
And at the same time as nature being created by man, it's also saying that man is destroying nature.
Banksy has never confirmed his identity, which is part of the appeal. There are lots of rumors.
He's a musician in a pop band. Some people say that he's married to a Labour politician. Other people say that he's a butcher.
Banksy claimed this work by posting before and after photos of the London location on his official Instagram account. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.